Our next witness will be a panel of one, Mr. George Scabeen, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Policy and Economic Development for Indian Affairs from the U.S. Department of Interior, Washington. Mr. Scabeen, we welcome you once again to our Committee on Natural Resources. We have your prepared testimony. It will be made a part of the record as if actually read, and you are free to proceed as you desire. There's plenty of it.
Thank you for the mic. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Congressman Hastings, other members of the committee. I'm George Scabeen. I'm the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Policy and Economic Development and currently serve as the acting principal deputy to the Assistant Secretary, Mr. Larry Eckerhawk, who is our new Assistant Secretary. And I'm pleased to provide today the administration's views on the four pieces of legislation pending before you. A bill to extend federal recognition of the Duwamish tribe, to reaffirm and clarify, another one to reaffirm and clarify the federal regime of the Burt Lake Band, a bill to restore federal recognition of the Chinook Nation and the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indian Restoration Act of 2009. I will briefly summarize my testimony, and I will start with comments on the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians Restoration Act. This petition is currently pending before me, before the department. Final decision is going to happen in the next several weeks, in the next few weeks, and for that reason, we have taken no position on this bill, but urge the committee to wait until a final decision is reached, which will be fairly shortly now. With respect to the other bills, the administration cannot support those three bills because all three received negative determination from the Department of the Interior on their petition for recognition. However, we do not oppose these bills because we agree that first Congress has the plenary power to legislate with respect to Indian tribes, which includes the recognition of Indian tribes in their relationship with the federal government, and because in these instances there may be sound reason for Congress to go and restore these tribes even though they receive negative determinations on the 25 CFR Part 83. And I think the previous panel has outlined in three of the four cases, not including Little Shell, because that's still pending, why they believe the decision of the administration should be reversed by Congress. We do not support those three bills, though, because we continue to support the administrative process that we have to recognize Indian tribes in 25 CFR Part 83. It's a very thorough process, and so far we have approved 16 petitions since the regulations were published, and we have disapproved 28 petitions for a total of 44. We recognize that, therefore, it's a difficult process to go through, but it's certainly not impossible, as the 16 approvals are testimony to. Currently, I think that it is true that in these instances for this tribe, there may be reason for congressional intervention, but I think that our position is that there should be, and to echo what Mr. Hastings, Congressman Hastings said, we have to, we urge Congress to be very careful in evaluating potential congressional recognition. Currently, there are some 250 groups, approximately, with letters of intent to go through the recognition process. And in some instances, there is no question that even though these groups, some of these groups may believe they are an Indian tribe, they would definitely fail our process. And so It is a very important decision that we make in recognizing Indian tribes, and one that Congress would make in establishing a government-to-government relationship with an Indian tribe, that it should be a very deliberate process in terms of deciding whether a tribe merits federal recognition. That said, that doesn't mean these tribes are not tribes. They're just tribes that are not recognized by the federal government as such. Finally, I want to point out that Mr. Echohawk, our Assistant Secretary, is not here today because he is recused from participating in one of these bills, and that's why we decide that it would not be appropriate for him to sit here as the witness. And that group is the Lila Shell Band. I will be the final decision maker for on that petition. But he did testify, I think, at his confirmation hearing that he would take a close look at the recognition process and see whether it works, whether it doesn't work, whether improvements can be made. And so that is one of the priorities for both Secretary Salazar and our Assistant Secretary in looking at how we process petitions to see if changes are necessary. And well, it's interesting to know that Mr. Famala Vega is also introducing legislation. We'd be very interested in how this process can be improved. And with that concludes my comments, and I'm pleased to answer any questions you may have.